Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's that time of year when we start to think about spring cleaning, you know, decluttering our homes and lives as we dust off the dreariness of winter. Our next guest says the same task can be applied to other areas of your life as well, including your investments. Erica Smith is a certified financial planner with Charleston Investment Advisors, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Erica, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me this morning.
So you have a good bit of experience here in helping people declutter their financial house?
Yeah, we do see that often with our clients. You know, there's many reasons throughout your life why your financial house can get cluttered over the years. Most people have changed jobs at some point in their life. You may end up having multiple 401ks or other retirement accounts still held at your previous employer. Or even life changes such as marriage, divorce, or even an inheritance can complicate your financial life.
Well, let's start with the basic steps of beginning this process of cleaning it up.
Well, we recommend step one is to simplify your financial life where possible, and step two is to establish a financial goal.
Well, simplifying always sounds easy, but it probably isn't.
Sometimes it can be easier than you think. One of the main reasons we recommend to our clients to simplify is to consolidate where possible. You can consider consolidating your old 401ks or other retirement accounts into one account where you can. You have multiple options for retirement plan consolidation. First, you can roll the assets into an IRA, which will sometimes help open up investment options and solutions that were just previously unavailable at your former employer. And it may also allow you to work with an investment advisor to help guide and direct you. You may have the option to roll your investment assets into your current 401k. And that really just depends on your current employer's retirement plan provisions and whether or not they allow rollovers into the plan. You can typically contact your HR department and ask them if the plan allows that. We also recommend that you review your taxable investments to see if any of those can be consolidated as well. This will help you not only clean up your mailbox and reduce the number of statements and paperwork that you get, but it'll also help you to better keep track of your investments and to truly understand what you really own. You're much more likely to periodically review your allocations and investments on a single account than you are if you have multiple accounts. Another really good benefit to consolidation is typically the more money you have in one place, the more likely you are to pay attention to it.
Well, you may have some people who feel safer with their money spread around.
True, and you definitely want to make sure that you have diversification within your account. But a lot of times you really can do that even if it's housed in one account. You can still have diversification. But it's just usually easier to manage that diversification and make sure your allocation is truly what your risk, where your risk lies, if it's in one place.
Well, let's talk about your step two now, establishing a financial goal. Just the fact that maybe you have a lot of clutter in your financial house may mean that you don't have financial goals?
Not necessarily, but, you know, if you can streamline, you know, some of your accounts, that may help you to really narrow your goal and actually focus on it and actually achieve it. Whether your goal is to retire at 50 or if it's just to fund your child's college education, you really need to have an investment allocation that's aligned with those goals. We always tell our clients that a plan without a goal is just a wish. And it can be difficult to, you know, maintain a strategy when your investments are dispersed across a number of accounts. It can sometimes become overwhelming. So managing your assets in a single account can allow you to better control the mix of stocks and bonds and to ensure that your risk is truly aligned with your personal goals and objectives. And also, as important as initial setup is, regular review and monitoring of your accounts is just as important, which can sometimes be overlooked, and it's actually much easier to do on a regular basis with a limited number of accounts.
Well, Erica, great information. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me today.
Erica Smith is a certified financial planner with Charleston Investment Advisors. She joined us by phone from her office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.